الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man with many needs and with many desires and passions and feelings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything for a purpose. And there is a need for everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Nothing has been created in the kingdom of Allah without a purpose. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hakim, and everything that He has done in this world has hikmat and wisdom behind it. So for whatever He has created will have wisdom and will have a purpose behind it. Therefore, whatever He has created within us, the desires and feelings, the different feelings and different passions that man has, there is a purpose behind it. It is only bad when it transgresses the purpose and when it goes beyond the boundaries that it has been created for. Man is in need of all those feelings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Just like man is in need of food, salt, water, sugar, all these things man is in need of. But when man takes more than he needs, then these things become not a means of good, but it could be the means of destruction for him. When a person has too much salt, it increases his blood pressure. When a person takes in too much sugar, it increases the level of sugar within his blood. When a person has too much water, it can cause complication within himself. So everything has to be within its limits. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created feelings. He has created anger. He has created love. He has created self-worthiness. All these things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, these things have a purpose. But when these passions and feelings go beyond its boundaries, then it can destroy a person. It can take a person to the level of animals, even worse. But when these passions and feelings are controlled and measured and looked after, then it can take a person to the level of angels, even higher. These passions and feelings in reality are called akhlaq. Today, we understand as akhlaq as being courteous, smiling at another Muslim brother, doing a handshake, saying salamu alaikum. Yes, this is part of that akhlaq. But akhlaq itself encompasses lots of things. It has a wider meaning. And one of that is the feelings that one has within himself. Anger, which is a feeling which everybody has, it is a natural quality that every human being has. Izzat nafs, self-worthness, is a quality which everybody has. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all these things. But to have these qualities measured and controlled is an important thing that every man has to achieve. Otherwise, these feelings can make a person transgress the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take an example of anger. Anger is a quality which is naturally found in every single person. And it is there for a purpose. The purpose is that when a person sees something which is not to his liking, then he becomes angry. So to protect himself, his family, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the anger. If a person was to attack his family, was to attack his wife, his children, his father, was to attack Islam, then naturally he would feel angry. So the anger is there for the protection of himself, his family, his deen. If a person attacks his family, he feels no anger, he doesn't do anything, then how would he protect his family? If a person starts to slander him, how is he going to protect his own honor, his dignity? If a person was to ridicule the deen of his religion, then how is he going to protect his deen? So it is that quality which helps him to protect that. But when that anger goes and transgresses beyond the boundaries, then it causes more problems and it can cause self-destruction. For example, we hear so many times that a person commits murder because of anger. When anger is not controlled, what does he do? He goes and commits murder. When anger is not controlled, he divorces his wife without understanding. When anger is not controlled, he beats his children so much that he leaves them black and blue. When anger is not controlled, he destroys his own wealth. So all these things are the fruits of not controlling the desire which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for a purpose, but when it is used beyond its means. So these feelings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created obviously has a purpose, But it has to be controlled. One has to learn how to contain that feeling and use it only when it's supposed to be used. We all know how much anger Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu possessed. How much anger he had. So much that people feared to make Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu angry. In the time of Jahiliyyah, no one used to come in front of him for the fear that they may make him angry and he may just take them out and take him out of the face of the earth. But this same Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he took up the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he came into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became such that when he was addressing the people at the time of his khilafah, and there's thousands and thousands of sahabas there and Muslims there. When he was ruling half of the world, he asked a question, and one person from the village, he replied, "I will be ready to straighten you with my sword." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was so pleased that he thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for creating such people that if he was to make a mistake, they would be ready to rectify him. If that happened in the time of Jahiliyyah, that person would never see the daylight again. He would have been taken out from the face of the earth. But yet, he became such that people said, "Kana waqafan inda hududillah." That whenever the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was present, he would stay back out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was given the title of Faruq, the difference between right and wrong. So this is what happens when a person is able to control his nafs, his desires, his feelings. Likewise, we all have this feeling of self-worthiness. Nobody likes to be ridiculed in front of others. Everybody feels that he's got some worth in this world. But when this self-worthiness becomes so great that it leads to takabbur, it leads to pride. One is feeling that I am not worthless. That is one thing, which is a good thing. To have self-worthiness is a good thing. So it stops others from ridicule and stop others from making mockery of that person. Because he knows if I make mockery, he's going to get angry. He will get angry. "Why are you making mockery out of me?" Which is a good thing. But when the self-worthiness becomes so great that it becomes pride. "I'm better than him. Who is he? Do you know who I am? I am the leader of so and so. I am a doctor. I am this. I am that." That takes a person to another level, which is haram. And that is when he starts belittling somebody else. That is when it feeds to other things. It leads to hasad. It leads to hasad. It leads to hatred for others. When he sees that this person is becoming slightly better than him, "Oh, I can't let him become better than him. So if I can't beat him, I'll make sure I destroy him." That's what happens. When you can't beat the other person, you try to destroy him then. And that's what happens throughout the world. That is because of pride. So one is having self-worthiness, which is a good thing. So people don't take mockery out of you. You feel that you're a Muslim and be proud of that. That is self-worthiness. But because of what you are better than everybody else? No. That is takabbur, that is pride. There's two different things. There's two different things. So when that is not controlled, that leads to pride. And when it leads to pride, it leads to other things which is bad. This is why Prophet Sallallahu Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, Hadith Qudsi, Al-Qibriya'u Rida'i. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah says that pride belongs to me. It is my cloak. And this cloak could only be worn by me. Because Allah is the greatest. Nobody can be greater than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this belongs to me. Everybody else cannot have this. And tell me, how can one justify himself to be better than other when he doesn't know what his final outcome will be? Can anybody claim that he will be a Jannati? He will die with Iman. One can only hope, but nobody can guarantee. If a person dies without Iman and ends himself in the fire of hell, then even a dog that is roaming on the earth is better than him. Is that true or not? For every living creature other than human beings and other than jinn, there is no fire of hell for them. So just to wrap it up, the ayat that I had mentioned, Ya ayyuha alladheena amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That all you who believe, inculcate taqwa of Allah, and for that you should be with the people who are righteous. Who are righteous. It didn't say wa kunu ma'as salihin or ma'al alimin, be with the ulamas or be with the pious people. No, be with the righteous people. And those righteous are those people who are constantly upon the deen, constantly upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will see such people that they will stick out. Be amongst their sohbah, get their sohbah, and slowly you will make your internal desires correct. That is why you take the sohbah of such people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.